KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
54 degrees under partly cloudy skies here this morning at the KJN studios. We look here today for skies to become mostly sunny, southeast winds at 10 to 15 and a high of 75. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in news here on KJAN. News being brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Red Oak man on additional charges. 34-year-old Brian David Sapp Jr. of Red Oak was arrested at 9 a.m. on Friday morning. Sapp was charged with delivery of methamphetamine, a Class C felony, and at the time of the report yesterday morning was being held on $10,000 cash bond. Sapp was arrested just the previous day as well on a valid Montgomery County warrant for interference with official acts, but eventually was released on bond and then arrested again the next morning. That's a look at your first news story here for you this hour. We'll have more news coming up next. News time is 8:01.
Are you thinking about growing your family by two little feet? The first step in a healthy pregnancy is making an appointment at Atlantic Medical Center with one of our board-certified family practice doctors, or OBGYN. We are here to help you have a safe and healthy pregnancy, labor, and delivery. This is Dr. Edna Becht, and I love caring for mamas and babies. So when you're ready, let's have a baby at Cass County Health System.
In other news, the Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports that 19-year-old Chelsea Leanne Adams of Atlantic turned herself into the Audubon County Sheriff's Office on Friday on outstanding warrants. Adams has been charged with 12 counts of aiding and abetting the violation of a no-contact order. Those charges stem from the investigation into a no-contact order being violated by an inmate at the Audubon County Jail. During the investigation, a search warrant was executed at 311 West Washington Street in Exira. Adams has also been charged with possession of marijuana first offense within 1,000 feet of a park and possession of drug paraphernalia. Adams is currently being held in the Audubon County Jail on $2,300 bond. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrests, three separate arrests on Friday and early here this morning. On Friday at 7:03 p.m., deputies arrested 26-year-old Michael Ryan Whedon of Red Oak in the 200 block of East Corning Street. He was charged with possession of a controlled substance and had a valid Adams County arrest warrant for willful injury causing serious injury. Whedon was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on no bond. At 10:47 p.m. Friday, Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies arrested 23-year-old Diego Miguel Joaquin of Red Oak in the 200 block of West Oak Street in Red Oak. He was charged with driving while revoked. Joaquin was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. Early this morning at 2:44 a.m., deputies arrested 40-year-old Jason Allen Bills of Atlantic in the 1200 block of Highway 71 for OWI first offense. Bills was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest early Saturday morning of a Creston man on drug charges. At 1:03 a.m., a traffic stop was conducted near the Adams-Taylor County line on a vehicle operated by Paul Lee Albrechtson of Creston. After investigation, deputies found Albrechtson to be in possession of a white crystalline substance that tested positive for methamphetamine. An additional baggie of the substance was found in his wallet, along with a small straw and a cup holder that had residue. Albrechtson was charged with possession of a controlled substance first offense, methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was taken to the Adams County Jail and held on $1,300 cash bond until seen by the magistrate. Taylor County Sheriff's officials assisted with that arrest. Iowa's treasurer says Governor Kim Reynolds' plan to tap an emergency fund to address a budget shortfall is not compliant with state law. Treasurer Michael Fitzgerald sent a letter to Reynolds on Friday that says revenue tied to the state budget that ended in June did not drop below a certain legal threshold. Since revenue didn't meet that threshold, Fitzgerald says funds can't legally be transferred from the state's economic emergency fund. Reynolds announced recently that a shortfall to last year's $7.2 billion budget wouldn't trigger a special legislative session. She said she would instead transfer $13 million from the fund. Fitzgerald says she wants Reynolds to carefully review the budget numbers before she formally taps the fund. And her office did respond yesterday, with Press Secretary Brenna Smith saying that Treasurer Fitzgerald was just trying to manufacture problems, and they believe that the numbers that he is looking at are incorrect, the wrong numbers, and Fitzgerald disagrees with that assessment, but he says he won't formally challenge Reynolds. He warned Reynolds could open herself up to inquiries from others if she does ignore the letter. Officials have announced the year's first confirmed death from West Nile virus in Iowa. The Iowa Public Health Department said in a news release Friday that an adult woman from southwest Iowa died earlier this month. The state medical director, Dr. Patricia Quinlis, says the West Nile virus threat remains until the state's first hard frost. The virus is transmitted to humans through mosquitoes, which acquire the virus by feeding on infected birds. Experts say most people who are infected have no symptoms or experience only mild flu-like symptoms. The most vulnerable people are those who are at least 50 or have weakened immune systems. Police say they've arrested a suburban Des Moines mom who left her four children home alone so she could take a trip to Europe. Johnston police say they've charged 30-year-old Aaron Mackey with child endangerment. Polk County jail records say Mackey remained in custody Friday. Court records don't list the name of an attorney who could comment. Police say Mackey made no child care arrangements for her kids, ages 12, 12, 7, and 6, before she left on September 20th. Police say they were tipped off on September 21st that the children were left unsupervised, so officers investigated and eventually called in the Iowa Human Services Department, which took custody of the four kids. Police called Mackey in Germany, demanding she come back, and she was arrested when she returned. And also in other news here from the state, a $1.75 million settlement has been reached in the lawsuit of a former state Senate Republican staffer that was fired after she complained of sexual harassment in the GOP office. The Des Moines Register reported the settlement on Friday between state attorneys and Kirsten Anderson. It's less than the $2.2 million awarded to Anderson by a jury in July, but under the settlement, the state will drop its appeal. The state appeal board is expected to approve the settlement on Monday. Anderson was fired in 2013 as the state Senate GOP caucus communications director, hours after handing in a memo detailing rampant sexual harassment in the caucus office. Republican officials argued she was fired for poor job performance, an argument that the jury did not believe. Officials say four Johnston High School students have been arrested and charged with robbery and the sexual assault of a fellow 15-year-old student. Officials say an 18-year-old man, a 17-year-old boy, and two 15-year-old boys have each been charged with one count of robbery, one count of second-degree sexual abuse, and one count of felony assault. The 18-year-old also faces a more serious assault charge, accused of raping the 15-year-old boy with an object. The Associated Press generally doesn't name juveniles charged with the crime. The 18-year-old's case did not appear in online court records Thursday afternoon that would have shown he's formally been charged. All four were arrested at the high school on Thursday morning. Police say the incident happened on September 8th at the 18-year-old's home. That's a look at some of the latest in local news. Now taking a look at world news headlines for you this hour. There's an opening in President Donald Trump's cabinet, and it's a big job. The nation's health secretary oversees a $1 trillion department that has 80,000 workers and jurisdiction over major insurance programs, advanced medical research, drug and food safety, public health, and disease prevention. The post is vacant because Secretary Tom Price was ousted after an outcry over his flying on costly private charters for official travel. President Donald Trump says his government is doing an incredible job against daunting odds in storm-ravaged Puerto Rico. San Juan's mayor sharply disputes that. As Carmen Yulin Cruz puts it, the Trump administration is killing us with the inefficiency. Trump's acting Homeland Security Secretary, Elaine Duke, visited the island Friday. She surveyed the ravaged landscape by helicopter in an hour-long tour and pledged to spare no effort. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is meeting in Beijing with President Xi Jinping and other officials on trade, North Korea, and preparations for an anticipated visit by President Donald Trump in November. Tillerson told top Chinese foreign policy advisor Yang Jiechi that Trump and Xi have developed a very regular and close working relationship. A top Spanish security official in Catalonia says police have sealed off more than half of the 2,315 polling stations designated for a disputed referendum on the region's independence from Spain. Enrique Melo, the highest-ranking Spanish official in the northeastern region, said parents and students were found to be occupying 163 schools and holding activities when police were sealing off facilities on Saturday. And Mormons around the world will tune in Saturday to hear guidance from the religion's top leaders during a twice-yearly conference in Utah. For the first time in more than a half century, they won't hear from Thomas S. Monson, who has been president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints since 2008. At 90 years old, Monson will be absent from the conference due to his health. That's a look at the latest in news. We'll have funeral announcements next, Newstime 810.
Are you thinking about growing your family by two little feet? The first step in a healthy pregnancy is making an appointment at Atlantic Medical Center with one of our board-certified family practice doctors, or OBGYN. We are here to help you have a safe and healthy pregnancy, labor, and delivery. This is Dr. Edna Becht, and I love caring for mamas and babies. So when you're ready, let's have a baby at Cass County Health System.
And in your funeral announcements, Tyler Bricks, age 40, of Marnie, died September 15th at Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A celebration of life graveside service for Tyler Bricks will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Brighton Township Cemetery northeast of Marnie. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. William Bill Wright, age 84, of Newton, died September 5th at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center. A graveside memorial service for William Bill Wright will be held on Saturday, here today at 11 a.m. at the Oak Hill Cemetery west of Brayton. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Mary Helen Clausen, age 93, of Stewart, died September 11th at the Stewart Community Care Center. A celebration of life service for Mary Helen Clausen will be held today at 2:30 p.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart Chapel has the arrangements. Isla Larson, age 90, of Atlantic, died September 23rd at home. Funeral services for Isla Larson will be held on Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic here today. Rosemary Leonard, age 78, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at her home. Mass of Christian burial for Rosemary Leonard will be held Monday at 10 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Richard G. Smith, age 86, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Allen Place in Atlantic. Funeral services for Richard G. Smith will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Margaret L. Bachelet, age 93, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Margaret L. Bachelet will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Ruth Ann Odie, age 76, of Manning, died Wednesday at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Ruth Ann Odie will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the House Barn Conference Center in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Connie Webb, age 84, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday in Panora. Funeral services for Connie Webb will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Guthrie Grove Campgrounds in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Bernice Erke, age 81, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Bernice Erke will be held on Monday at 3:30 p.m. at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Norma Huff, age 87, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Greenfield Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Greenfield. Celebration of life services for Norma Huff will be held on October 14th at 10:30 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks. KJAN News is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.